Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
There are a huge list of benefits to this, and it's easy to see why remote working is growing increasingly common amongst Singapore employees.
Yeah, and that's not just because of current restrictions on who can go into the office. Let's talk about what it means for women. Mm. The ability to work remotely runs much deeper than a reduced commute time and increased productivity. Remote working, it's a chance to close the gender gap in the workplace because it allows women the flexibility they need to pursue a career and then raise a family at the same time.
So what you get is a situation where fewer women are leaving their jobs mid-career, and you get a lot more women rising to the top. So let's explore how remote working can close that gender gap, and how can we ensure that, you know, working moms can still flourish in their career. On the line with us this morning is Joey Lim, commercial lead for Asia Pacific at Lark. Joey, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is certainly a subject that's very close to my heart, as I'm someone who's had to work flexibly over the last decade or so. Remote working has been gaining a lot of popularity in the last few years. How has it evolved, especially for women?
Well, I think remote working is not new, but it has evolved from being just a privilege to a necessity for businesses to actually keep up with the operations. Right? If you look at the COVID-19 outbreak, it actually led to a big global push towards remote working or work-from-home arrangements. And this is a huge change, and technology plays an important role in the evolution of remote working. For women, it actually opens up the opportunity to stay connected, being able to even go into a regional role and expand themselves.
Joey, since you brought up COVID-19, do you think that, you know, whilst at the start remote working took a while to catch up, do you think that this scenario that we've had in Singapore will encourage even more firms to take up remote working since we're sort of testing it out right now?
I do think that more companies will actually embrace remote working. COVID-19 is probably just a ramp towards it. This is because remote working offers enhanced productivity. And also at the same time, companies will realize that it actually expands talent pool. For example, women who were never able to really get into the office in the past, or even talents that are actually not based in the same location. In fact, when we look at the next generation of workers, job seekers are increasingly looking for companies that offer flexible working arrangements. I do think that this is here to stay.
It's interesting, though, because as you've mentioned, the COVID-19 outbreak has accelerated this idea of, you know, remote working being more probable, more accessible, because everyone's just been forced into it. I know people who've had to go and buy laptops for their teams because they realize that this is the only way that they could enable the team to actually take part in this. So why has it taken a while to catch up? And I'm assuming that now it has. It will be very good for women in particular.
Mm. Most companies probably didn't have the right policies or never really understood what remote working really is, right?
Right.
So even a decade ago, when I started working from home, I require many devices just to work. But technology has actually evolved, and we are now relying on smart mobile phones that allows us to work anywhere and anytime. And with more technology tools like collaboration software, like the ones like Lark is offering, it actually allows us to actually be more equipped without having to invest a lot in hardware. That makes a difference.
Share with us your experience, you know, juggling all of that with three children and any challenges you might have faced and how you overcame it.
Definitely. As a working mom, I actually rely on three key factors to help me manage both my career and family responsibilities. One, a solid support structure, both at work and also at home. Two, discipline and time dedication. That means that when I'm at work, I'm as productive as I can. And when I'm at home, I'm present with my children and my family. And then remote working capabilities allow me to actually have the ability to access to my team, increase my productivity, and also help me spend less time commuting. And especially for women who wants to juggle their career and also having a regional role, that makes a lot of difference because it helps me manage my travel better. I am still able to work very well with my remote team.
I'm amazed. I try to work with my kids around. It is challenging. It's not so easy. I mean, maybe walk us through some of the advantages and disadvantages.
Okay, so it's easy to think that when you have remote work, most people, I say, will be finding it's hard to actually manage time, but it is still important to plan around the schedules accordingly. So as a company, basically, you must have very clear communications of outcomes with the team, between the managers and the team. You know what to expect and what to deliver. I personally like to use video tools or video chats so that I can actually turn my meetings with the people, my team members, to be a full brainstorming session. So just not being physically at the same place doesn't stop us from getting work done. And within the time when I'm actually working from home, I plan it around my children's schedule. I take advantage of uninterrupted hours to take important conference call or phone calls. How does that work? So like when the children is in school or in childcare or when they're not around, that's where I actually get the important quiet calls done. But also at the same time, with the kids at home, it's important to set ground rules and be firm with them. They need to know very clearly what are the boundaries, that they wouldn't be nudging me. But they appreciate that, because when I have my time with them, they know that they're dedicated for them as well. And of course, the last one, ask for help or support. You're never alone in doing this.
That's true. Joey, I want to talk about the psychological aspects of this, because when it comes to gender gap and whatnot, the word empowerment comes out a lot in relation to women. So how does working from home fulfill this empowerment factor?
Traditionally, women probably think that they can't get certain jobs simply because they need to be physically there or they can't speak up. But being able to do remote work actually allows us to get access to different job opportunities. And it actually empowers the women to speak up more. There are simple rules when it comes to remote work. For example, when we do a video conferencing, you want to make sure that you give the other party your time to speak.
Sure.
And that actually allows the women to empower and voice out their views and opinion. And this diversity plays a big role in a meeting room with different people.
And just, I was curious about your experience with your firm, Lark. What have you learned at Lark in terms of the way that remote handling is encouraged that other companies can learn from? What would be the key sharing points, do you think?
Well, Lark's full integrated features allow us to actually collaborate with people seamlessly, right? Today, most people are used to using multiple tools, including your own social apps, like your WhatsApp or WeChat online, to communicate, but you go back to email to get things done. There are multiple places for you to find information. However, Lark uses a single app for you to work through. I can make a quick audio call or video call from my chat, which actually saves precious time because it is one-stop place. I can actually have a live video conference watching my colleague in other locations and yet at the same time work off a collaborative document where we are commenting, editing, and usually I can walk into a meeting being prepared about with what we intend to go through, and by the end of it have very clear tasks or to-dos that the next team can actually move out to. That works on the cloud, which also means that everything is stored in the cloud, which allows me to access my files anywhere and anytime. And lastly, one of my favorite parts on how you actually help me in my work is Lark actually uses AI translation, and we can translate all the different languages back to English, Chinese, and Japanese. This is very useful because I work with my team in Japan, and they can write in Japanese, and I can read it in English. So we actually broke cross-country communication barrier.
Wow, that is brilliant. The IT industry is, you know, it tends to be considered a male-dominated sector, but you've been in it for a while. Things change much, especially in recent times?
There are more women that are being represented in the tech industry, and there are also more female leaders in the tech industry now. In fact, in my leadership team, we are about 50-50. So women actually have a seat there. It is important, very important to be authentic. We don't have to try to not be ourselves, but we have to be authentic because we offer a different skill set from our male counterpart. I wouldn't say one is better than the other, but that diversity actually drives a different way of doing things and actually drives bigger productivity and revenue for the business.
That's great. Well, Joey, just to wrap things up, do you think we'll be seeing more successful career women and mothers come out from this arrangement much more positive and much more enabled?
I definitely do think that it will. And also at the same time, we'll be seeing more companies adopting flexible working arrangements and remote working policies as a part of the business continuity planning. And Lark actually even offer itself for free now. So for a full version, people actually can come on board and use us. And we do that because we want to remove the barrier to remote working. It's not going to be a situation where it's going to be costly and expensive to invest in a remote working tool. We want to make remote working accessible so that everyone can benefit from it.
All right. We've been speaking with Joey Lim, Commercial Lead, Asia Pacific at Lark. Joey, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.